Songs and Whispers at Radio Weser TV in der Sendeverantwortung Mareike Böhme.
Welcome to a special edition of Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater, launched more than a decade ago on WCOM 103.5 FM and underwritten by the historic Carolina Theater of Durham. You can access podcasts of my show on WCOM's Speakeasy Archives and also via my website, which is www.claudioarts.com. Please remember WCOM 103.5 FM depends on your listener support to keep it going, and we all thank you for taking that to heart. And now, to introduce an old friend whom I happen to consider among the best harmonica players in the world and the only white man that knows how to deliver true reggae music and bring us all some great new musical dimensions. Good morning, Paul Messenger.
Good morning, Claudio.
And I'm sure the entire town of Carborough and Chapel Hill greets you as well.
I appreciate that.
You're quite known around here.
I appreciate that.
Welcome back on the Speakeasy.
Thank you.
I know that you're getting ready to do a bit of a performance tour for, 3 weeks in Germany?
That's right, in July.
That's pretty daring and fantastic.
Yeah, we're being brought there by a group called Songs and Whispers. Their forte is bringing in artists that are strong in lyrical content, which I believe is what we do.
I would say so, absolutely. So how did they find you?
Well, I have a promoter for radio and for Inc. in Sweden named Peter Holmsted, and he introduced me to them.
Ha! Huh.
Yes.
Nice.
I do thank Peter.
I understand we're starting out with your song Blameless, which was originally on America 2.0, your previous album. Can you give us a little scoop on that?
Well, okay. The thing that's interesting to me is it's the first time we've ever played that song live. We wrote it for America 2.0, I guess probably 3 years ago, and recorded it probably 2 years ago. And with all the other things going on, we never had a chance to work it up.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of a complicated song as far as really putting it together. And this group had some time to do it. And I'm really pleased. We just released a video that should be on the Songs and Whispers website. And I encourage anybody to go see it. It was a very emotional performance.
Songs and Whispers.
Right.
So we're going right into Blameless.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Paul Messenger and the Usual Suspects.
life. He'd left no child, he'd known no wife. It's not a short song, a long song, a right or wrong song, a bad life, a good life, a shoulda, woulda, could life, a fat life, a thin life, an out or in life, a big life, a small life, a fear that you will fall life.
And that was Paul Messenger with Blameless. I can certainly see why you felt the need to play that one. And it's a fascinating history that it's the first time you've done it live.
Yeah, it was really exciting for us and very satisfying. And can't wait to play it in Germany. It's going to be great.
I'm sure they'll love it. So I understand the next one we're picking up on is Matters of the Heart. And I remember you telling me quite a unique story about an experience related to that.
Yeah, it's from the new CD, Love Will Find You, 9 Degrees of Relationship. We're excited about this cut. Each song is represents a different degree of relationship. So this one here is Perseverance. And kind of the history of this song is one of our band members, Richard Klecka, the percussionist, and Climbed Jacob's Ladder, was had a divorce, and it was painful, and he sort of checked out from life, and I was trying to encourage him to get it together and move forward, and he did. He got his life back together. He actually ended up moving to Thailand, married a Thai woman. And here's the thing, 2 hours before we played the show, first show, new band, new music, we got word that Richard Klecka committed suicide in Thailand, yeah. And this song especially, it was written with him in mind. And so we're going to play the album cut here. This is Matters of the Heart, and it's
on the new album.
On new CD, yeah.
Tell me very quickly what inspired the title.
Well, you'll hear from the words.
All right, okay, so this will actually explain it. Gotcha.
There you go.
Matters.
times just need to begin again.
Und das war ja etwas vom Herzen für euch in Deutschland. Matters of the Heart for those listening in English. Und natürlich kommt er jetzt gleich in der Zukunft nach Deutschland für 3 Wochen, der Paul Messenger und seine Band. Wollte nochmal etwas auf Deutsch sagen und Deutschland grüßen, weil ich ja da geboren war. Ich bin Claudio Nidwrock, hier in Amerika, zurzeit mit Paul Messenger. That was Matters of the Heart. Anybody listening?
Yes, thank you for that. So you can see that I was trying to encourage my friend to get out of the fetal position there and get on with life. And
flickering soul that only stayed up for a while.
Yeah, but he was a beautiful guy and lived a mostly beautiful life. And
he chose a beautiful place to live in.
Yes. And also Fernando Saunders playing bass on that song. And he threatens that he's going to join us for a few shows in Germany. That will be really exciting. I just heard from him last night.
Oh, really? Fantastic.
Yep. So, next song.
Indeed. The next one is called The Speaker, I believe. Yep. Cue us in on that one, if you would, please.
It's from America 2.0. It's a song I really love. It's about an ancient culture that has the use of fire. They're sort of pre-language, pre-developing the human mind, I guess. And they know that they need fire, that otherwise there'll be darkness, fear, and cold. But they don't understand where it comes from. The speaker is the person in their culture whose job it is to remember, because memory is something that they're just becoming aware of, and him and his father before him and his children after him.
Almost like the storytellers of old.
Right, exactly. And they have the memory and they remember where the fire is and how to get it. And so that's sort of what underpins this story here.
Wonderful.
Send forth great swaths of rain. guess we forget no more. Coo-ca-coo-ca-coo without the fade. That you're not safe from the creatures of the night. All the people's round the fire. Live within the stones of the earth. Feeds upon the bushes and the trees. But none alive know how or why. Yeah, I'm a saying fire. Our faces. That you're not safe from the creatures of the night. All the people's round the fire. Live within the stones of the earth. Feet upon the bushes and the trees. But none alive know how or why. I'm a saying, let's go.
And that was The Speaker, der eine, der die Geschichten erzählt. That was also Paul Messenger on flute, in case any of you are wondering, the multidimensional talents of this man.
Well, thank you. When I come to Germany, we're going to bring Tim Smith with us, and he's a fantastic flute player, so I have a feeling my fluting is going to be limited and Tim's is going to be enhanced, because I want to hear him play flute.
No doubt. Well, that was beautiful. I loved that piece. And it makes me think of the storyteller, the one who remembers the cultural histories and passes right on the legacies, essentially.
Right.
And it's actually a great topic for the kind of music you were playing.
Right. I write in a lot of different styles because different stories require different kinds of music to tell them. And reggae has that primordial profoundness to it or something. So it's the right way to tell that story.
I find that because people that don't really have an understanding for reggae, that haven't lived around those cultures, wonder how they can keep listening to the same kind of music that it just drones on, but it doesn't. Right. It's the stories.
Right.
I would dare to refer to Paul's musical style as having a true element of theater in it through his personal expressionist style, and he takes me back to my roots of calypso and reggae when I lived and performed in South Africa and later found fame as the African poet in the Virgin Islands. Paul is off to Germany soon for 3 weeks to treat the Germans to the musical styles, and something tells me they're going to be pulling you back quite a bit.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations on that tour, man.
Thank you. So this next tune here...
We're talking about Zen Republican.
Yeah, right. I wrote this song in 2000 and, you know, hadn't played it for a while, and as America and the world is going through this experience that we're having with the presidency of Donald Trump... It harkened me back to George Bush, the compassionate conservative, you know. At the time, it seemed ridiculous that a guy with no experience and no competency would become president of the United States. So this was a sort of gentle story about the presidency of George Bush. This is pre-9/11.
With whom compassion essentially translated into war.
After 9/11, he sort of got out of his depth. But in his time here, he was just... His only job was to look presidential and to say the right things and look serious and be assertive and aggressive in his things. And Dick Cheney basically ran the government. So this song is called Zen Republican, and we get a kick out of it. And it's sort of nostalgic. It makes us think, gosh, that wasn't so bad, was it? Thank you.
to party long and loud. We took up contrition, 'cause Billy Clinton surely showed me that all good things must come to an end. And so, my friend, I'll be the Zen Republican. I'll sit and stare and smile, and then we'll say nothing. The press will report that I've learned retort to my critics with a Buddha-like serenity. Then old Dick Cheney will answer all the questions thusly. The president will ponder aggressively. And so you see, I'll be the Zen Republican. I'll set my lips and there'll be no slip.
And that was Zen Republican. I love the satire in the title. It's definitely not where I think you find Zen, but hey, that's just me. And coming up, we have Lady Liberty.
Well, that brings us to the matter in hand, right? The presidency of Donald Trump.
Oh, man.
We've tried really hard not to get stuck on the politics. There's, you know,
it's people, quite unavoidable.
Well, people agree and disagree about policy. What we really want to talk about here is character. We want to talk about what our values are, and that's where the real danger is the demonization of our values. And that's, I make a little speech at the beginning of the song, and that's what it's about. There's some language in this song that, you know, is appropriate because it was on all of the radio and TV airwaves because it was said by the president himself. So it's serious, it's real, and we're serious about it. It got quite a bit of play in Europe, in America 2.0, you know, Europe. And I think it'll continue to be played.
That's a great album.
It's a serious deal. Yeah, Lady Liberty is one of the main tracks that people are listening to, and it's a serious deal. So here it is.
You know, and I have to say that no matter what activism Paul is getting behind in his music, you can always dance to it.
Yeah, this is sort of a slow dance here, I think.
I like the last one for that, too.
Yes.
The energy of it.
Yes.
Coming up is Lady Liberty. Lady Liberty kind of grabs you in the land of the free, doesn't it?
That's serious stuff, and people responding to that, and We're going to play it in Germany, no doubt.
And I think even here people need some relief, even though people want to sort of not get into politics. I think there is relief in hearing something like that once in a while, kind of like a pressure valve.
Well, one of the things we talk about our music is music that matters. And I think it's time for music to matter again.
Absolutely.
And that's, I think we've got the ability to do it. You know, we've got the experience and we're adults.
We the people need the will.
Right. And, well, it brings us to this next song.
Do What You Do. It's one of my favorites.
Right. This song here, it's on the new record, Love Will Find You, 9 Degrees of Relationship. And the relationship element here is courage. And very much is about, symbolized by like the Parkland kids, you know, speaking truth to power. Mm-hmm. You know, they're young people. It's the opportunity of the young, especially, to know that their lives can stand for something. And they can speak truth to power. And it's their life. It's their time to do something about it. And that's been said before, but I think we're entering into a new phase of possibility, you know, with all of the connectedness in the world. There's different ways to exercise your personal power and what you have to say.
It's up to them to rise up and then create a following. Yeah. If it doesn't start on its own, go ahead and start it.
They can do it in a way that's never been done before. I mean, look what happened with
Absolutely,
that.
Yeah.
And it's quite interesting. So this is Do What You Do. And more reggae, which, of course, this is the right way to do this song. And this song has always really worked really well for us.
Got my heart. Do What You Do. Here we go.
Come around. It's getting ready to
And that is, do what you do. In German, that would be, tu was du tust. And I love it that it's one word, do what you do.
Yeah. Well, next up is a very profound song and pretty heavy performance from the live show that we did April 7th. It's called Death Don't Have No Mercy.
That's a mean title, brother.
It's a song, traditional song that was covered by the Reverend Gary Davis, and I got it from a guy named John Shane, who I played with for a few years. And it's deep. It's about loss, and it's something I've experienced in my life. And you know, people in my world, in the harmonic world, talk about blues, and a lot of people have rules for the blues. My rule is play it like you mean it.
And
that's it. It'll work. And this is pretty profound and pretty deep, this cut here. And this is from the live CD that we played at April 7th at the Blue Note Grill.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Death Don't Have No Mercy.
In this land,
So I promised you, I mean, Rainey Hayes singing that verse. And,
That was good.
And Lance Ashley, killer stuff.
Absolutely. And coming up, we will have the title song, I guess, Love Will Find You.
Right.
Give us a scoop on that one.
Well, I wanted to write something about the force of nature that I think is inevitable. I think the resolution of that force, it comes to fruition, comes to love, I guess, however you perceive that in your life. And all the excuses that you have, all the ways that you avoid it, all the guilt you have, all the bitterness you have, love and the power that comes to you through it can rise through all of that. I'm not sure if that's the right words there. And the funny thing about this song is you're going to hear the CD version here. When we finished America 2.0, I wanted to have a listening party, so I invited all the people that played on it to the studio, and then I wrote this song. And so instead of just having them all listen to it, I told them to bring instruments, and they hadn't heard the song or knew anything about it. And as they came in, I said, well, plan change. We're gonna play here. And we ended up learning that song and playing it. And so what you hear is, in essence, the result of that. It was a session that all the purest parts of, you know, people learning something and playing it for the first time. And the only difference is when we started playing with Jen Roberts, the percussionist that's coming to Germany with us, he's such a profound percussionist. He started playing Kalimba on this song in our rehearsals, and it was so good, we ended up opening up the track. So it was the first thing that we did in this project and the last thing. And we include Jim Roberts' parts in it.
Sort of a full circle.
Yeah, exactly.
That came about.
Yeah, pretty powerful stuff.
I want to ask one question very quickly. Where can folks get your music?
Well, it's going to drop May 25th. CD Baby is the distributor. And then all of the streaming services, you know, and iTunes or anything like that. You can get it anywhere like that.
And look for Paul Messenger.
Paul Messenger, yeah. You'll see my YouTube channel is also available, and you'll see lots of videos there. And my website is www.paulmessenger.net, and my name is spelled M-E-S-S-I-N-G-E-R. I believe my grandfather is Austrian. He was a groom for the Kaiser Wilhelm.
Interesting.
Yep.
And, of course, in German, it would be pronounced Paul Messinger.
All right.
No injure. I just want to remind folks listening that this is a special edition of Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater, coming at you with Paul Messinger, who is the special guest. He's getting ready to make a tour in Germany, which I think is going to be quite inspiring for him and the Germans.
Yeah, with Songs and Whispers, great people.
Fantastic. All right. And again, congratulations on that. And we're going right into Love Will Find You.
Love will find you. Love will find you. Love will find you.
And you have been listening to Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theatre. I am Claudio Oswald Nidvarok with The Speakeasy. The special guest today for whom this show has been originated is Paul Messenger, who is getting ready to go on a fantastic tour in Germany. Cheers.
Songs and Whispers at Radio Weser TV in der Sendeverantwortung Mareike Böhme.